The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
We've already moved on. I mean, that's part of this whole thing. I mean, whenever you get into big games at all, this is a great preparation for our guys because there's always going to be adversity. You know, the season's a roller coaster. There's ups, there's downs, and it's how you respond to everything. It's how you respond to when you do good. If all of a sudden you do good and everybody thinks it's great, there's still so many things that you can correct and get better on. So I think it's just about staying right in the middle of those two things and just growing as a team.
Wow. What a week for Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
Catching all kinds of heat here locally. But it was the national heat that surprised, but I kept kind of coming back to like, wow, this story had legs all week. People really love diving into this. I guess maybe there just weren't that many storylines that came out of week one around the NFL because I don't think other than the Dak Prescott injury, there were more discussions around one NFL story than what happened on Monday night.
Yeah, it's the biggest. It's the biggest national story, and I think for good reason. I mean, the Broncos, and we've talked about this. The Broncos are a crown jewel in the National Football League. You know, they're one of the crown jewels, and so they haven't been relevant in 6 years. And Russell Wilson made them relevant, and then all of a sudden, you know, you finally become relevant with the quarterback. You've got a guy putting up numbers, and then you take the ball out of his hand to try something that only two people have ever done in the NFL history. So. Yeah, it did become a huge story, which is it's kind of that double-edged sword, right? Of like this wouldn't have been much of a story if it was
Vic Fangio.
Yeah, and it was
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, and nobody would have cared, but it does, which is great because you say it all the time. We have expectations. Doesn't it feel good to have some expectations?
But with expectations, you're right, comes a much harsher spotlight, which Nathaniel Hackett certainly learned this week. I'm sure the players are very eager to get out there on Sunday. I don't know if they're as eager as Nathaniel Hackett is to get out there on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And turn the page on Monday night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Obviously, in every stadium, the wind blows differently per end zone. So it's never going to be the same mark going to the left as it would be going to the right. Brandon goes out there. He kicks the ball. He feels comfortable. He feels confident. We also, myself and Coach Mala, out there monitoring where he's kicking the ball from. Obviously, he had the leg. He just pulled the ball.
Dwayne Stukes, special teams coach. What will be the biggest collective coaching staff lesson learned from Monday night?
Don't trust Brandon McManus.
or listen to your players, but only to a certain level.
Have a better plan. Oh, by the way, like that should be their last ditch effort, last resort plan. Honestly, like let's have a discussion. You know, in critical moments, let's just not say, hey, this is all we have to do. Like that, to me, hey, I'm good from this hash mark, you know, and from this distance. If it's end of the game and we got 2 seconds left and it's a desperation, there is a reason you pull it. There's a reason you pull it from that distance is because you got to put maximum effort into it. And when you put maximum effort into things, you know, it's kind of like overswinging a golf club. You're trying to get maximum distance. There's a reason 2 of 41 have been made lifetime, you know, in NFL contests. It's just everything has to be, I mean, perfect. And there's no room for error.
Overswinging a golf club.
I know a little bit about your
guilt for your performance during the match coming through here right now?
No, I was counting on you to come up much bigger than you did there at the end. You kind of wilted like a flower in the summer heat. That's how I kind of remember it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you're normally really good at chipping and around the greens, and you kind of pooped in your hat.
Okay, that's my teammate. Next on the Morning Brew.
You went after me first?
That's true. both good teams. A little dissension in the ranks right now.
Okay, we're going to have to have a little kumbaya meeting.
We're going to have to fix that by next June. Next on the Morning Brew.
Right side try intercepted on the left side. Picked off at the goal line at the 25-yard line. Picked off by Watson. Watson can go all the way. The seventh-round pick, Jalen Watson, cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. Then he went to Wazoo, and now he gets a 100-yard pick six for a touchdown. Kansas City at 10:29 to go in the game.
Oh, boy.
That was a mouthful.
Well, you got... It is a 99-yard return. You got some time to fill.
Yeah.
Just kind of go through the whole bio there.
Yeah, he was cooking burgers.
He was. It's a great story. He was working fast food just a few years ago.
That is awesome.
And did not give up on his football dreams. And there he was, picking off Justin Herbert and returning it 99 yards for a touchdown.
He went to Wazoo, huh? Washington State?
Apparently. Do you know of anywhere else that's called Wazoo?
No, that's the only Wazoo I know. God, that is a good story.
I found myself, it was funny yesterday, I found myself rooting for the Chiefs. Because in this division, I'm kind of counting on the fact that everybody is going to go 3-3. That if anybody's able to go 4-2 in the division, other than the Broncos, boy, that gives that team, whoever it is, a big leg up on winning this division and making the playoffs. So the idea, and by the way, the Chargers had won the last two times at Arrowhead. So... Uh-huh. I found myself saying, hey, let the Chiefs hold serve at home and stay on that 3-3 path, hopefully.
Yeah, I am.
Besides, I just want to keep the Chargers in that ultimately, no matter what they do, in the back of their mind, it's still Chargers going to charge. I don't want them to break out of that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. The Chargers need to just be themselves.
Because whether or not you think it was Herbert making the mistake or Gerald Everett, let's say we'll go with your theory. It was Gerald Everett. But isn't that something, doesn't that fall under the category of Chargers going to charger? You got a tight end who's made a couple catches, but he's tired, wants to take himself out of the game, can't get himself out of the game. The coach doesn't recognize it. The quarterback doesn't recognize it. Goes back to that guy. He apparently doesn't have enough gas to be able to run the proper route, gives up kind of a half-hearted effort on the play, and it goes back the other way for a game-deciding touchdown. I mean, that's Chargers going to Charger, right?
Right, right.
We don't want them to lose that.
Meanwhile, we can't. I mean, he's too tired. He's just too tired. He can't even hold his mouthpiece in. He's so exhausted. Meanwhile, Herbert's got freaking broken ribs or whatever. He's throwing dimes down the center of the field. Like he can't even breathe. So,
you think those are ribs?
Yeah, those are like rib cartilage or something, man. He might be out for a couple of weeks.
I broke my back.
And then you can't have that doctor shooting his ribs up before a game.
No.
Spinal.
He'll puncture a lung.
That's right. And
so, I mean, that's a problem. By the way,
Daniels needs to go in. Chase Daniels will have to be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, he's got, in his 12-year career, I think he's got 5 starts, so he'll be ready. by the way. You, like, your whole...
Me?
Like Mahomes, and the Mahomes, I just was thinking, this just popped into my head.
More dissension, folks.
Yeah, Mahomes, let Mahomes cook. I don't know, I mean, you got Joey Bosa on one edge and Khalil Mack on the other. Let's just put Mahomes out there and let him get his ribs broken like Herbert did.
Hey, he's the boogeyman.
Bad coaching by you.
He's the boogeyman, man. If I got the boogeyman, I'm gonna trust the boogeyman. I'm not going to try to protect the boogeyman. The boogeyman's out there to be the boogeyman, no matter who's out there.
I don't. I think you. Yeah, I think you need to walk that one back.
Think so? Yeah, oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. You hot snot. Maybe you need to stop picking your nose. we're like flat out on the playground right now.
Wow. This is getting intense.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.